was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Heavier coastal showers on the Atlantic side of Florida tonight. Some embedded thunder, but that's about it, except for the Sierra Nevada. Huge Pacific storm has gotten hung up just off the California coast, pumping deep moisture inland, which is rain in the Central Valley, and feet of snow for the Sierra Nevada all the way around Los Angeles. And this is good, building up the snowbank, but really bad for traveling across the area tonight, and it will stay that way. So what's your weather tomorrow? Many of us staying at home looking for fun weather to get the kids out to play in the backyard, burn off a little steam. There will be growing concerns for California tomorrow with that stuck storm, heavier rains north around the bay and all the way south to San Diego. Otherwise, Texas coastal showers and storms, again the storms for eastern Florida, and some showers upper Midwest passing across the western Great Lakes. Nothing real cold either except for higher elevations. Very much more spring-like. Stay safe. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi there. I'm Walter Sterling, and you and I are driving across the country in our 18-wheelers. Now the cab of our trucks, the inside of our cars, that's our media room. That's our media room. Here's an update on the stories that are important. The Surgeon General, this week will be like a Pearl Harbor and 9/11 moment. The U.S. Surgeon General said this week is going to be the hardest and saddest for most American lives, describing the upcoming grim period of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States as a Pearl Harbor moment. All right, here's the next story. The U.S. is struggling to get coronavirus under control. The nation's top infectious disease expert said Sunday that the United States is struggling to get the coronavirus under control, and that to say otherwise would be a false statement. Now, listen carefully. KMBZ, KMOX, Missouri coronavirus stay-at-home order starts Monday, according to the Missouri governor. Missouri's governor announced a statewide stay-at-home order Friday, leaving only a handful of states without one. And a Missouri doctor sleeps in his camper to protect her family from coronavirus. New York State has its first daily drop in coronavirus deaths, Cuomo announces as military heads to New York City. New York State saw its first drop in daily coronavirus deaths. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Sunday as the U.S. Northern Command announced it would deploy a combined total of 1,000 Air Force and Navy medical providers to New York City to support local efforts. And the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, admitted to the hospital for test 10 days after testing positive for coronavirus. Europe sees more sign of hope as Italy's virus curve fails. Now, this is what you and I are going to talk about. Fewer than half of Americans believe that the world is going to go back to normal when the coronavirus threat is over. Let me tell you, I don't think it's ever going to go back to normal. And I think it's going to catch up with reality. Here's the catch up that's going to happen. The need to go to work started about 100 years ago. About 110 years ago, the largest employer in North America was the Pennsylvania Railroad. Other than that, it was light industry, people working on farms. Very few people had to do thought work, where they had to go to a central location and think, share their thoughts with others, and go home. Well, who are the thought workers? Who are thought workers? They're architects, engineers, guys with drafting tables, advertising executives, public relations executives, venture capitalists with their ties, with the ties. Those are the biggies. Media executives. That all started about in 1910. And those are the people that needed to go to a central location, sit around and stare each other, and politic. Well, what's happened now is that thanks to email, telecommunications, video conferencing, faxing, emails, everybody realizes they don't need to go to work. And the result of not going to work is that, gee, I go to work at 9 a.m. I can wake up at 8:45, not at 7:15. I don't have to drive an hour and a half to work and pollute and pay a toll. I don't have to do those things. I can get up at 8:45, roll out of bed, be at my desk by 9, fully rested, happy, fed. I don't have to eat junk in the car. I don't have to drink 3 cups of coffee in the car, and I don't have to pollute. And when this is over, everybody's going to go, wait a minute, why am I getting back in my car to go to work? I don't need to do that. I can do everything I used to do from home. That wasn't true 20 years ago. There was no teleconferencing 20 years ago. There was no email 20 years ago. There was barely any faxing 20 years ago. So it was very difficult to be a thought executive, or the pretentious call it a thought leader. I'm a thought leader. The thought executives. We're going to sit back and go, wait a minute, I don't have to go to work. And there are many other changes that you and I have realized are possible by not having to go to work. That's my opinion. There are going to be massive changes in the way Americans work because we realized that we can be liberated from going to a central location to do the same thing we could do in our bedroom. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. How do you feel about that? You must be sitting there going, you know, why was I driving to work all this time when I could sleep till 8:45, 8:45, roll out of bed, still get to the meetings and do my job and not have to go to the office and not have to deal with office politics? A lot of people say, well, you know, I have to deal with the kids. I'll take the kids any day to the most of the a-holes I've had to work with. Most of the a-holes I've had to stand around and kiss up to and, you know, make PowerPoints for, there's no need. There is no need for the tasks to get done by going to work. I can stay at home. And after this is done, and it'll be done sooner than you can imagine, also true, there will still be no need for me to go to work. I can teleconference, email, fax. You know what else I can do? Gee, if we need to meet, maybe every Thursday we can meet for an hour in a quiet conference room, a rented conference room. But there is no need to go to work. That's the first thing that you and I have discovered. And there are more things like that. And you and I will share them coming up in just seconds. Plus, we have a brand new usual edition. Plus, I will reveal to you, to me, the most stunning scientific fact of this period of time. Plus, the most bizarre, strange organization I have ever run into. And I will share all of that with you. What's that? Oh, I'm live. It's live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. There's no reason for you to feel what you've been feeling the past week. Yeah, you're alone in the house, but it also gives you and me time to feel our joints. You know, feels which part of our body feels good and which parts of our body feels bad. And I have a suggestion. It is now possible for every single part of your body to feel fantastic. That's with CBD products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant, which is an extraction of the marijuana plant. It is legal. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a doctor. Hemp plants produce CBD. And CBD comes in oil and sticks and salves and creams, but there's only one place to get it because where you get CBD products matters. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. It matters because CB Distillery is in the business of extracting products from the hemp plant. That's what they do. They don't make beads for your back seat. They don't make incense. They make products from the hemp plant. They distill them. purify them, test them, and test them, and test them, and have hundreds of thousands of happy customers like me. I found out about CBDistillery.com before they were an advertiser. I ordered products from them. I said, oh my God, these work. Let's get them as an advertiser. And miracle of miracles, they did. CBDistillery.com. You have to go to the website now because you will be stunned at the array of products. It's not just one jar of oil or cream. It's an amazing array of products in a variety of dosages, one that's just right for you. CBDistillery.com. Please put in the promo code Walter. If you put in the promo code Walter, I get credit for sharing this information with you, and my children go to college. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
For hims.com/Walter, FORHIMS.com/Walter, is the magic website that gives you what you want, an erection on demand. That's because forhims.com/Walter offers erection medicine at the generic price. Now it's a generic medicine. What's the deal here? The deal is that this works, and this is medicine for what? What a medical condition. Having a challenge getting an erection sometimes is a medical condition, and there's a medical solution. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Try forhims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See forhims.com for full details and safety information.
Sterling on Sunday. No peanuts. I'm allergic.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I say that nothing will be the same after the lights go back on. That this will have taught you and me that we didn't need to go to work. How insane is it? Especially like if you live in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Atlanta, that you're driving 2 hours each way to get to work. And do you have an employer who will pay you for that? No. No, everything's going to be different, and I say it's going to be for the better. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. Josh in New York, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, hi. I just see from all the kids being home that the homeschooling is not working. And the question is, I agree with the work that people are definitely going to change how it is because people are productive, but kids are not. What's going to happen to these kids that are getting rusty and they're not accomplishing the goals? Zoom, all this, it's not working.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, we have a family of 5 kids.
How old are those kids?
8, 6, and under.
I have 8, 14, and 17. And they're all girls.
Nice.
My life's a living hell. I have all girls.
I know exactly what you're going through.
You know, I mean, why do I need this? Do I need all those American Girl dolls in my home? Do I need all that Play-Doh in my home? I don't need all that Play-Doh, Josh. Do you need all that Play-Doh?
No, but the kids got to do something all day. So Zoom is not working.
No, Zoom's not working. Thank you very much for your call, Josh. This is what I believe is going to happen with the schools. First of all, in every state, a teacher is required to have a teaching certificate. If a teacher is going to go to a public school, they need to have a degree in education and a teaching certificate, and in some states, a teaching license. Now, millions of parents are practicing teaching without a license or certificate. They are in violation of Department of Education codes in their states. They have not been trained in homeschooling. They haven't been certified for homeschooling. It's like, go home. Just go home. And parents, you do it. Look, my current wife and I have the same agreement, which is we are not qualified to even help them with homework. We're not qualified to help them with homework, much less, here, sit here for 20 hours a week and we're going to teach you stuff. And every school district in America now has a different setup for online teaching, for online education. It's a freaking disaster. And if you think these schools are going to go back before the end of the school year, you're nuts. Most of the big school systems, New York City, Cleveland, all the school systems in Missouri, they're not going back. And that's my opinion. They're not going back. Now, I just saw something I want to share with you. Oh, yes. Remember, tomorrow, the stay-at-home order is in effect in Missouri. KMBZ, KMOX, pay attention. The stay-at-home order from the governor of Missouri is starting tomorrow. Tomorrow. Stay at home tomorrow. But about the teaching at home, about the kids being home, I have two feelings about this. Number one, the school year was never meant to be 9 or 10 months long. That happened again at the beginning of the last century, 1900, 1910. It is in sync with the agricultural calendar. It's in sync with the farm calendar. That's how it's set up. Number one. Number two, the methods and the methodology of teaching and the technology of teaching has improved and changed and evolved dramatically since 1910. Dramatically. Everything's changed. For example, my 14-year-old cannot read an analog clock. She can read a digital clock, but they never taught her how to read an analog clock. They don't know how to spell. Because of spell check, they've stopped bothering to teach them how to spell. They don't write in cursive. Everything has changed. They're learned to use computers and calculators, and therefore, it doesn't take as long to teach math. There are other ways to get the answer. Remember slide rules? Let's just think for a moment about slide rules. Remember slide rules? Okay, those are gone. Now, as a result, it doesn't take as much time to teach. You don't need 12 grades and 10 months a year. And what's happening right now is people are going, geez, they really don't need to be in school that much. Now we've learned you don't need to commute 3 hours a day. You don't need to go to work because this isn't 1910. You're not working in the mill. You're not working in light industry. You're not going on an assembly line. In most cases, there are very few situations that require workers to go to work, even complex things, like doing TV news. They found out, gee, we don't really need a studio. We don't really need a radio studio. Now, I have done this show from my laundry room for 7 years. And you enjoy it more than anything. The greatest thrill listeners have is when they find out I'm in a laundry room. They love it. Are you really in a laundry room? Yes, I'm really in a laundry room. Why other hosts haven't figured that out, I don't know. But it's really not a big deal to do your show from home. Not a big deal. And I, in my opinion, you're going to do a better show. But in the 1940s and 1950s, the number one radio shows in America, daytime shows, took place in people's homes. Ed and Peggy Fitzgerald, number one in New York. The McCanns, Dorothy and Dick, and Mary Margaret McBride, the number one radio personality in daytime radio, did their shows from their homes. Not a big deal. Somehow or another, that all got lost. But technically, doing radio from your home, it's a snap. And doing television from your home, well, they found out that that's a snap, too. And you don't all need to get together in one spot, because what happens when you get together in one spot? Trouble. That's all that happens. Trouble. Politics. You go, well, you know, Susan doesn't smell so good today. Or Frank, I think he was out a little late last night. Well, no one will know if Frank was out a little late last night if Frank rolls out of bed at 8:55 and shows up on time. Everything's going to change. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. How do you feel about that? Now, coming up, we have the great Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a no-nonsense doctor. And in moments, he will answer your doctor questions about the virus. Any questions you have about the virus, Dr. Ken will answer. That's coming up in just seconds. 888-688-WALT. Also tonight, Surprise Sandwich of the Week. Brand new feature on Sterling on Sunday, Surprise Sandwich of the Week. You don't want to miss that. We have our usual edition. I don't know why I'm stuttering tonight. We have our usual edition. Vilo Hul will review this week's The Curse of Oak Island. What else have I got for you? I have too much for you. That's always the problem. I've ruined you. I have ruined you. You're spoiled. And to me, the most stunning story about all of this, I'll reveal to you what scientists have discovered about the fact that we are not going to work. Al in Las Vegas at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Al. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'm listening to your show. I'm over here eating in my car in Vegas. We're all, nobody can go outside. And, you know, well, we can go outside, but, you know, we're all
stay in your car
responsible over
if you stay in your car.
Yeah. Yeah. And I ordered online Subway. I got an extra Subway footlong, so it was kind of convenient. I'm learning to order everything online. I ordered my Pizza Hut online.
How was it?
And I don't know why, but I was getting sick, and I ate a pizza, and I got better. I don't know why.
That's
like a scratchy throat. And maybe that's what maybe Donald Trump about get everybody a pizza. No, that's I'm just trying to be funny.
Yeah, you're hysterical. Thank you for your call, Al. Thank you at KXNT. Listen, he's right. Pizzas cure everything. If you don't feel well, pizzas cure everything. Now, about that Donald Trump, two things. Number one, when is he going to stand up and say, I demand that every governor closes their toll booths? What could be a bigger germ factory than toll booths? I demand that every governor in America close their toll booth. That's what I want Donald to do. And the number two thing I want him to do is, hey, you have hotels. And no one's in them. You're not allowing anyone in them. This is the time to be magnanimous and say, I'm opening all of my hotels for any doctor or hospital that needs beds. That's what he should do. Coming up in just seconds, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a no-nonsense doctor, is going to answer questions for you about the coronavirus. That's coming up in just seconds at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Yes, I'm live on Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What a crazy week. And the experts are warning us that this will be the worst week of all coming up. Stay safe, keep the distance, and we will weather this together. Fortunately, the weather this week is not too bad. And this time of year with spring storms, it can get really dangerous and threatening. At this point, nothing's coming up. High pressure sits over the Intermountain West, holding that California storm in place. Too much rain for many locations with more mountain snow. Meanwhile, on the other side of that high, upper level moisture is being drawn into the country while a quick moving short wave comes out of Canada. The result is an expanding area of showers on Tuesday across the lakes and down the Appalachians with some thunder, but nothing severe expected. New Clipper system follows that on Wednesday. And we finally see the California storm starting to move east, drawing deeper moisture from the Gulf into Texas. Well, that may be the ingredients for some severe weather, and that would be on Thursday. But it all flattens out by Friday from Texas all the way across Dixie. And next Sunday, that's Easter Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, Robin, oh, Robin.
Most people don't question where robins go in the winter, but in Asbestos Falls, everyone knows, and when they come out for the spring, it's a big deal. That's coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. 110,000 pound oscillator digging deep in the island. And they find something special. Later tonight on the Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a prestigious cardiologist located in Orlando, Florida. He is here to answer your doctor questions about the coronavirus. Every talk show in America has a legal obligation to put on a doctor to talk about the virus. And I decided to put on a doctor who is interesting, because they've all managed to find the most boring doctors in the world. I don't know where they find them. Maybe there's a special directory for guests that says boring doctor. But I refuse to put on a boring doctor, and that's why we have Dr. Ken. Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Walter.
How hot is it in Orlando?
It's in the 80s, and it's nice.
It's in the 80s, and it's nice.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Ken, a lot of people hate you right now. Now, Dr. Ken, I want you to give us an update. Now, it says, the Surgeon General says, this week will be like a Pearl Harbor and 9/11 moment. The U.S. Surgeon General said this week is going to be the hardest and the saddest for the most American lives, describing the upcoming grim period of the corona pandemic in the United States. He describes it as a Pearl Harbor and 9/11 moment. Do you agree with him, Dr. Ken?
Well, I'm looking at the data right now of new deaths in New York City for today. And the good news is the new deaths for today were down compared to Saturday. They were almost 400 on Saturday, and they're just a little over 200 today. So actually, we may be having some good fortune here that the death rate is not still going up. I believe this has a lot to do with the fact that these two drugs, hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, were released to New York City about a week ago. And there's a French study, a French group in Marseille, excellent academics, who study new and old drugs, looking at new and old bugs. And this is what got everybody interested originally in this combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, the Z-Pak. And they actually, this group in Marseille, there's a website. You can see in real time the number of patients that they have treated with this combination. And as of this moment, they've treated 1962, almost 2,000 patients. And they're reporting only 7 deaths who received this combination. So that's a 99.7% survival. Not too bad, huh?
Do you have questions for Dr. Ken? Dr. Ken is a prestigious cardiologist. He's a real doctor, and I think he has answers for anything you might want to know about the coronavirus. Here's your number. I'm live on a Sunday night. It's 888-688-WALT. 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 Dr. Ken, the wackiest thing that I've seen in terms of public health is that there is no consistent public health policy. Every state has its own policy. Different counties and different cities have their own policy. I just shared tonight with the fact that the state of Missouri, the governor has declared stay at home starting tomorrow. I'm like, what do you mean tomorrow? In Ohio, it's been almost 3 weeks. The schools have been shut in Ohio for 3 weeks. The schools have been shut in New York City for 2 weeks. Upstate New York, different. Downstate New York, different. I'm very confused about this, Dr. Ken.
Well, it's a tough decision about shutting down an economy and saving lives, and both are important. You don't want the treatment to be worse than the problem. Shutting down the economy creates an enormous toll on people's mental state. During the Depression, we had so many deaths from suicide, alcoholism. So you have to thread that needle. And in Wyoming, where there aren't many cases in Wyoming, do you really want to shut down the economy?
When you do telemedicine, somebody calls into teleconference with you.
Yes.
Do you find that to be a satisfactory and effective and honest way to treat a patient?
For many things, absolutely yes. I can't do an electrocardiogram via telehealth, but I can talk to you, I can see you, I can see how rapidly you're breathing, I can hear you breathe, and I can have a pretty good conversation with you. And the technology is wonderful. You have a smartphone or a computer, and I can hook up with you really quickly. and you can see me pretty clearly, and it works. I hope they don't take this away from us after we get over this virus.
Is there any AMA pressure to get rid of it?
No, the AMA is going to love it. The doctors love it. The patients love it. We've been doing it for 2 weeks in my office, and I just hope that the insurers will continue to support it.
The insurance. Is it not covered by insurance? Is telemedicine not covered by insurance?
It wasn't up until a few weeks ago, and there was HIPAA issues, and there was a cross-state licensing issues. But in the last few weeks, all of that was suddenly taken away, and we now can do telehealth across state lines. We're not concerned about HIPAA issues. We're getting paid for it. It's remarkable, and it really works in a lot of circumstances, and the patients really like it.
All right, your questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus about the coronavirus. His number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is not an infomercial for Dr. Ken. He's not paying for the time. He is a guest. He's a great doctor who will answer any questions that he can about the coronavirus. Live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love Blink Home Security Systems, B-L-I-N-K, because it never blinks. Finally, there's a home security system that makes sense. Here's how it works. It's an app that uploads to your phone, and then it connects over the internet to cameras, little tiny cameras that you place wherever you want in your home or your office or your store, wherever you want. I think probably right now, if you own a business, you want to know what's going on there because you're not there. B-L-I-N-K, Blink Home Security Systems. It works over the internet to an app on your phone. These are motion-activated cameras. You put them at your windows, your doors, your back door, your front door, your garage, wherever you want it. The door to your store, wherever you want it. And if somebody goes by that camera, boom, you'll be able to see it on the app on your phone. And then if you get the X-T2 model, which is kind of got this is the coolest thing. If somebody goes by that camera that you don't like the looks of them or a raccoon at the garbage cans in the back, you can talk over the cameras. They can hear you. There's a little tiny speaker on the camera. You go, get away from the door, get away from my daughter. Just like that. It's amazing. BLINK.com. Now you figure, does it go to a central office? No, it goes to an app on your phone. Do I need wires on my windows? No, these are wireless cameras. Do I need a guy coming to my house to install the cameras? No, you just put the cameras wherever you want. It's amazing. And $79.99. The systems start at $79.99. The systems start at $79.99. Now look, you have nothing to do this week. You have nothing to do tonight. Go to the website, blinkprotect.com. Blinkprotect.com. Go to the website, get the information, blinkprotect.com. Put my name in the promo code, Walter. You will get 20% off. I'll get credit for sharing the information with you. It's an incredible system. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
You and I are talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will answer all of your questions that he can about the coronavirus. Because, you know, by state law, I'm obligated to put on a real doctor. It seems that way. Every talk show has a real doctor on, and it's a privilege for me to have Dr. Ken on. I decided to put on Dr. Ken because he's interesting. I know he always tells the truth. He's not one of these insanely boring doctors, and he'll get right to it. John in St. Louis, Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-688-WALT.
Thank you very much. I'd like to ask Dr. Ken whether someone who has been infected by the virus and has transitioned through to a ruling that the person has been healed, whether that same person could in the future be reinfected by the COVID-19 virus, or whether the virus has to mutate to a different virus in order to infect that person again.
Hi, John. Great question. The Mayo Clinic actually over the weekend had an antibody test approved by the FDA, and it's going to be introduced tomorrow, Monday. And this will tell who has natural immunity. It'll allow people to get back to their lives. So someone like yourself who presumably had it already. You get the antibody test. You prove you have natural immunity. You're fine. You're not going to get it again unless the virus mutates. And as of now, the virus has not. It looks like a stable virus. Whether that changes in the future, that's a crystal ball question. But so far, it has not mutated, and so far, it looks like a stable virus. So I hope you can get back to your life real soon, John.
Thank you, John. Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. I didn't mean to hang up on John. I'm sorry, John. Mary in St. Louis, Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Dr. Ken at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Mary. Mary, are you there, Mary? All right. Mary, you there? Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Casey in Benton, Arkansas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yes. I work for a city. I'm the public works director here, and I'm trying to take my precautions on the coronavirus. Does it live in sewer or sewer gases or anything like that that I need to be worried about?
No, Casey. Casey, this is a virus that lives in the particles that you cough or sneeze out. They stay in the air. They also are on surfaces. So you have to breathe in the particles, or you have to touch them and then keep your hands off your mouth, your eyes, your nose. That's how it gets into you.
Right. That's why I was just curious about, you know, I run two wastewater plants. That's why I was curious if somebody had the virus.
Casey. What about the fumes from the wastewater, Dr. Ken?
What about the fumes? Right.
The fumes from the wastewater?
Yeah, he's standing over the filtration systems. What about that?
Exactly. You know, somebody that's infected and they go to the bathroom or anything, you know, they flush a toilet, they wash their hands, they cough in it, then they flush their toilet. Well, I'm taking care of the wastewater plants now.
Right.
So is that going to...
No, that's a great question, Casey. Thank you for the call. What about that, Dr. Ken?
Well, it'd probably be a good idea if he wears a mask. I don't think anybody knows. You know, someone has to go to those fumes and culture them, and that's an easy thing to do, but I'm not aware of anyone who's yet done it.
Dr. Ken, what about the mail? Now, there's the newspaper. It hits my stoop every morning. There are package after package after package that I get delivered because my wife's going insane now that she's home all the time. All she does is hit buy. All she does is order. And then the packages arrive all day. What about those packages?
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing. You know, you may want to let them sit on the stoop for a few days, or you may want to put them in a plastic bag and seal them overnight. But if you do open them up, just make sure you wash your hands, because that's how it's going to get to you. You're going to touch your mouth, your nose, your eyes after you touch it. So if you do touch it immediately, just wash your hands and you'll be okay.
Now there's a new order from the government saying probably don't want to go food shopping. You don't want to go to the supermarket for a couple of days. How do you feel about that?
I think as long as you maintain the social distancing, and it also depends where you are. If you're in a hot spot like New York City, you know, you may want to not go very often, but definitely exercise social distancing, the 6 feet. You know, in Florida, we say that's about the length of an alligator. And you'll be okay. And there's now a suggestion to wear a mask. You know, that's actually to make sure you don't infect anybody else. But just for peace of mind, if you want to wear a mask, it's fine. But keep the 6 feet from you and the other person.
888-688-WALT. If you have questions for a real doctor, this is the time. 888-688-WALT. Live on a Sunday night with Hank, listening on KARN. In Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Hank.
Hello, Dr. Ken. My question is, why is the death rate in California so low, where they have theoretically a bunch of Chinese people that have flown in there since the Chinese New Year festival stuff, and yet the death rate in New York is so high?
Well, that's a good question. What happened in California is I think they just closed that state down early, a lot ahead of everybody else, and that's why their curve has changed. They started social distancing in Washington State and California and Oregon ahead of everybody else, and they shut things down ahead of everybody else, and now you're seeing the benefit of that.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, how does my listener get in touch with you?
Well, you can call the office, 352-735-1400, or you can listen to me with Walter whenever I'm on.
Do you have a website?
Yes, lakecardiology.com.
Lakecardiology.com. Very generous of you to spend Sunday evening with us, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Thank you very much for being with us. 888-688. Thank you, sir. 888-688-WALT. Now listen, it says, this is important. Here's the headline. The Surgeon General of the United States says this week will be like a Pearl Harbor or 9/11 moment. The U.S. Surgeon General said this week is going to be the hardest and saddest for most American lives, describing the upcoming grim period of the coronavirus epidemic in the United States as Pearl Harbor or a 9/11 moment. And remember, if you live in Missouri, Kansas City, St. Louis, Missouri coronavirus stay-at-home orders start tomorrow, says the governor. Missouri's governor announced a statewide stay-at-home order Friday, leaving only a handful of states without one. And a Missouri doctor is sleeping in her camper to protect her family from coronavirus. That's our coronavirus update. Because I'm a real broadcaster, I figured, you know, we really should cover this. In just moments, I'm going to share with you what I think is the most amazing fact to come out of the coronavirus behaviors, the result of everybody staying at home. There have been many results of that. You and I will talk about them in seconds. Plus, I'm going to share with you information about the strangest organization I have ever heard of. Oh, and very important. John Grayson from KMBZ was gracious enough to guest star on Sterling on Sunday last week, a total pro, a generous and kind guy. And the reason I was out last week, many emails about this, I was not sick. I had a long scheduled vacation, which suddenly I couldn't go anywhere. I'm now trapped in my house with my three daughters, my female cat, and my much younger never suffering wife. I'm stuck in the house with them. That suddenly became my vacation, to be stuck in the house with them even more. They call it a staycation. There's nothing good about it. There's no benefit to it. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about what's going to happen when this is over. I don't think anybody's really thought about it. I think the results of what's going to happen when this is over are far different than anybody is considering, thinking about. Let's you and I talk about that in seconds. Live, this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Heavier coastal showers on the Atlantic side of Florida tonight. Some embedded thunder, but that's about it, except for the Sierra Nevada. Huge Pacific storm has gotten hung up just off the California coast, pumping deep moisture inland, which is rain in the Central Valley, and feet of snow for the Sierra Nevada all the way around Los Angeles. And this is good, building up the snowbank, but really bad for traveling across the area tonight, and it will stay that way. So what's your weather tomorrow? Many of us staying at home looking for fun weather to get the kids out to play in the backyard, burn off a little steam. There will be growing concerns for California tomorrow with that stuck storm, heavier rains north around the bay and all the way south to San Diego. Otherwise, Texas coastal showers and storms, again the storms for eastern Florida, and some showers upper Midwest passing across the western Great Lakes. Nothing real cold either except for higher elevations. Very much more spring-like. Stay safe. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, Robin, oh, Robin, oh, Robin Redbreast.
Most people don't question where robins go in the winter, but in Asbestos Falls, everyone knows, and when they come out for the spring, it's a big deal. That's coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. 110,000 pound oscillator digging deep in the island. And they find something special. Later tonight on the Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
From secret locations in the basements of hemp distilleries throughout the country and parts of Canada, this is the Usual Edition from Public Radio. Now, the award-winning Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, who is germ-free.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and I am germ-free. The virus means that everyone has lost their sense of humor. Our first story comes from Public Radio territory, Malaysia. Here's blind reporter James Kelly with stunning advice in the Me Too epoch. Me too. Haven't heard much about that once the virus arrived.
My, my. This is certainly going to cause concern. Malaysia has the largest number of COVID-19 cases in Southeast Asia, with more than 2,900 and counting. This week, Malaysia's government also had a serious public relations issue after an ill-conceived plan went online. Malaysia's Ministry for Women, Family, and Community Development issued a series of online posters on Facebook and Instagram with the hashtag Women Prevent COVID-19. It advised the nation's women to help with the country's partial lockdown by not nagging their husbands. The ministry also advised women to refrain from being sarcastic if they ask for help with household chores. And it urged women working from home to dress up and wear makeup.
Thank you, James. My partner hasn't been seen in days.
This edition of the Usual Edition has been made possible by companies that are thriving during the crisis. First, we thank the bleach industry. If you are wondering where that weird stain came from on your jeans, it's the bleach. And by people who are anxious to buy something but are stuck at home, like you.
Now we go to our team around the world for updates on this year's truffle crop. Nothing is as vital to our joy as truffles. First, James in the middle has the latest.
It's easy to forget the importance of truffles at this time. But truffles are key to the happiness of Public Radio's audience.
I'll admit, it isn't too bad.
That's good, actually. Kind of tastes like meat. When you put the bread and the meat together, it makes it like a less stronger flavor.
I have two thumbs up. I like it.
I think it's actually pretty good.
I hated it. First millisecond it tasted good, and then terrible.
I would eat this, actually.
The day isn't complete without a round of truffles.
Thank you, James. Now to our disoriented intern, Jerry Topaz Deca.
So, like, truffles are not trifles. And here in my recently gentrified neighborhood, every last truffle emporium is shut down. People are like screaming and hitting each other over the head with their PBS tote bags.
At Public Radio, we are proud to serve truffles in our cafeteria.
Public Radio supports the truffle industry, an industry that requires your support in these troubled times.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, still germ-free, and it's Eddie Vedder, man.
Oh, where, my baby, the Lord's a
All right, it's 13 past the hour. 13 past the hour with Sterling on Sunday. Here's an update on the coronavirus, everything you need to know. I will keep you up to date because we're live. That's right, we are live. And the most stunning news is that the state of Missouri, the governor has issued a lockdown, a stay-at-home order. It starts tomorrow. Missouri's governor announced a statewide stay-at-home order Friday, leaving only a handful of states without one. Then, here's what the Surgeon General has to say. This week will be like a Pearl Harbor or 9/11 moment. The U.S. Surgeon General said this week is going to be the hardest and saddest for most American lives, describing the upcoming grim period of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States as a Pearl Harbor moment and a 9/11 moment. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I lost a friend today. I lost the great Neil Lasher. Neil Lasher was a distinguished gentleman who led a sober life. He was kind and generous. And 10 days ago, he was fine. And now he is dead. Neil Lasher, you will be missed. Now that you and I are stuck in the house with our relatives for the past 2 weeks, there are two things that we notice. First, we notice that the people we live with have unusual habits that we hadn't actually realized until we were dealing with them up close continuously. And then they were interesting at first, and then they became unbelievably annoying. Unbelievably annoying. Peccadillos, eccentricities. Things that you found charming and almost romantic when you met the person that you're living with, when you first realized your children had them or your relatives, your in-laws. But now that you're living with them every day, you're like, oh my gosh. And the other thing is, very few of us can think of a reason why we need to go back to work. The phenomena of going to work only started about 100 years ago. Before 100 years ago, people worked on their farm or worked on the railroad. In 1910, the largest employer in America was the Pennsylvania Railroad. Or they would go to light industry, work in a mill, or a heavy industry. They'd work in a steel mill. But there were very few situations that required somebody to go to work. About 1920, thought leaders, thought executives, started to go to work. Now, who's that? Architects, engineers, advertising executives, public relations guys. That phenomena started in the 1920s. Venture capitalists, what could be worse than that? Imagine a bunch of venture capitalists all in one building. It's not a good thought. It's a terrifying thought. I've said to my venture capital friends, I said, what's the deal? You're like in math class all day. You have to sit up straight, dress neatly, and you're in math class all day. These guys seem to like it for some reason. I believe that when this is over, most people are going to say, no, I was doing fine at home. I can work from home. And all of a sudden, that two-hour commute, no longer necessary. I can roll out of bed at 8:45 and be at work. I can be early. I can roll out of bed at 8:45 and get there at 8:55, and I'm early. Holy crow. There's no reason for most people who do thought work to go to work. There's teleconferencing, Zoom. Did Zoom make this happen? And there's fax. Emails, yeah, I know, old school. Fax, emails, teleconferencing. There's no need to go to work for anybody whose work is thought work, where you just have to come up with ideas. In fact, it'll be better, because then you're not stuck in office politics for 900 hours a month. You can just take your task, come up with an idea, present the idea to others, and go home. Oh, you're already home. It's brilliant. And I think they're going to be overwhelmed by the number of employees that go, wait a minute, why should I drive 3 hours a day, pollute the atmosphere, commit noise pollution? Why should I do that?
That's the first thing that's going to go. Secondly, what's going to happen is that people are going to say, wait a minute, we don't need to have school for 900 months a year. That will go. That will go. People will say, I'm not doing school 900 months a year. There's no need for it. Again, that started in 1910. In 1850, there was no school 10 months a year. It came about in 1910 with the Industrial Revolution. Well, the steel mills are closed. They moved to Japan. We don't need to do it anymore. And every state now has teachers without certificates, diplomas, licenses, teaching those kids. Those are called parents. Those parents aren't trained to do homeschooling. They didn't even think they were going to have to do it. They did everything they could to avoid it. There's no worse hell than when a kid says, Mom, can you help me with this math Rubik? I still don't know where the Rubik is. Do you know where the Rubik is? No. These are some of the changes that I think are going to happen. What do you think? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And you know what? Let's do. Let's talk to Judy in Dallas, who always has a terrible joke, and boy, we could use one now. Hi, Judy. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Why are you on such a bad phone?
Can you not hear me?
No. Judy, you got to call back. That's the worst phone connection I've ever heard in my life, and I've had a very long career. I'm an old executive. Thank you very much, Judy. Call us back. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the joke, but it's a terrible connection. All right, my number is 888-688-WALT. I want to know how you feel, what you think is going to happen when the lights go back on. What's going to happen when they say, oh, everybody can go back to work? I say most people aren't going to go back to work. I can work from home, no problem. And then coming up, we have a brand new feature coming up in a few minutes, 35 past the hour, the special sandwich of the week. The special sandwich of the week on Sterling on Sunday. You know, when you're alone at home or with your significant other, it's a good time to remember that an erection on demand is desirable, and now it's achievable thanks to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter, because forhims.com makes it possible for you to have the little blue pill. The little blue pill is medicine that enables a guy to get an erection on demand. When you get to forhims.com, you'll find a lot of other products that are just great for guys. But the thing about forhims.com is that it makes it possible for you to have the little blue pill. Now, you don't need to go to the doctor anymore. You don't need to go to the pharmacist and embarrass yourself in front of the pharmacist who you're flirting with, Michelle. Even in the drive-thru, you don't have to be embarrassed anymore. It's going to come to you in the mail, discreetly wrapped, and you get to use it when you want. There's nothing worse than going to the doctor's office and standing in front of the receptionist. What are you here for? And you say, I'm here for erection medicine. And then everybody in the waiting room looks at you and goes, hoo, hoo, hoo. They go like this. They go, hoo, hoo, hoo. There's no need for you to have to deal with hoo, 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 anymore. Get the erection medicine from a real doctor on a real website, forhims.com/Walter. The doctor will talk to you, determine whether or not the little blue pill is appropriate for you, and then if it is, will write a prescription for you. They will then send the little blue pill to you to whatever location you want, discreetly wrapped. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. BlinkProtect.com is a home security system that works over the internet to an app on your phone. None of those wacky wires on your windows. Nobody has to come into your home to install it. These are cameras that you place wherever you want. They have no wires on them. They connect over the internet automatically to an app on your phone. Then if somebody goes by the camera, it automatically senses it. It's motion activated, and boom, you see it on your phone. You can even communicate through the camera to a little speaker on the camera and say, get away from there, get away from there. Now, if you own a store, you need to get this now. because you're not at your store. Probably you're sitting at home wondering what's going on at your store, and now you can finally see it. Go to the website blinkprotect.com, B-L-I-N-K, blinkprotect.com, blinkprotect.com. Put in the promo code Walter, get 20% off. Promo code Walter for 20% off. Blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
All right, Walter Sterling live Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. Anthony listening on Real Talk 910. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in here. I know that you were saying things, you know, people not going back to school. I think that that's a great point. I think that a lot of corporate environments are going to see that, hey, we don't have to have this big building and lease out all these office spaces, and, you know, we can actually work from home and do things and things in a more efficient way. But also I think that, you know, we're still a long way from this crisis being over. I think that the dollar is going to crash out. I do think that cryptocurrencies will go through the roof. Housing market still has a long way to go. But I think that we're far from being out of the waters in this one here.
Can you imagine if you didn't have to get on the 101 or the 5 to go to work? You didn't have to waste 2 hours each way to go to work. There's no reason in most situations for you and I to get in a car to go to work.
Right, right. And then getting on BART and with everything we got going on right now, you know, with the COVID-19 thing, you know, it's just not a good look. I think that, you know, they could have managed this thing a whole lot better, too, as well. You know, just period, you know, point blank, even with the homelessness crisis, even way before this, you know, we got $700 billion to just pull out of thin air for this. But we don't have, you know, we could have easily threw less than $1 trillion at the homelessness crisis in America and fixed that. You know, it didn't have to come to exactly this. So, yeah.
In fairness, I believe this very strongly, that nobody did anything wrong. This hit pretty fast. No one had any experience with a real pandemic. And I believe in these situations, it is human nature, forgive me if you think I'm naive, for doing your best. I believe they're all doing their best. The problem is there are too many of them to make simple decisions. For example, why hasn't every governor and every president said, we're shutting the tolls on the toll roads? Those are germ factories. They give out change. They give out bills. They give out tickets. Those are germ factories. You go through a toll, and there's a man or woman standing there. She may have just coughed on her glove, and now she's handing you money or a ticket or a receipt. Those are germ factories. And we have enough trouble, right? We have enough trouble without the tolls.
I totally agree. I think we should have shut the country down a whole lot earlier too, and just grounded flight, and just told everybody if they're going to do this, they should have just did it from the beginning. And
now,
you know,
tomorrow,
hey,
thanks for your call. Tomorrow, Missouri is shut down. Missouri has a stay-at-home order from their governor starting tomorrow. I'm like, what are you talking about? Ohio had it 3 weeks ago. New York had it 2 weeks ago. Wait. How is this possible? And Miami, South Florida, had it 1 week ago. The lack of consistency is terrifying to me. Greg in Sacramento, KFBK, Bill White's radio station. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Greg.
Oh, it's so nice. So nice to speak with you.
Don't you love Mr. Walsh, who's on every night on KFBK? Isn't he great?
Oh yeah, I love it. The guy helps put me to sleep.
Go ahead.
But, hey, you asked what people are going to do. You know, first of all, it seems that things are going to change a lot. There's a lot of opportunity to change the way things go. I've been in government myself for close to 40 years. It's interesting to me when they determine that someone's non-essential. Does that really mean they're non-essential?
Yes, that does raise the issue of why are they there in the first place?
That's true. And I think for myself, the way I'm going to handle this is I'm going to actually retire.
Yes.
And just not wait around to see what else goes on before they mess up the retirement system somehow from this.
And what will you do once you retire? Where will you go?
Well, I'm one of the ones that now has been home with my loved ones. And I've come to find out that love is a socially distant thing. And that I am learning that those things that were cute at the beginning, well, they're sometimes they're just not so cute.
Thank you for your call. You're absolutely right. That's one of the things that it's very important that we discuss. Now, coming up in just seconds, we're going to discover the surprise special sandwich of the day. The surprise special sandwich of the day, one of the most popular features on Sterling on Sunday. But you and I can talk about what have you discovered that is now annoying about the people you live with that you used to think was cute. I discovered my wife has a habit. I'm like, where did this habit come from? Holy crow. I'll tell you about it in seconds, but my wife has an annoying habit I didn't even realize until we were trapped in the same house, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'll share that with you. Annoying habits you've discovered, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Midnight Misfits is the name of my podcast, and get it at Apple iTunes, Midnight Misfits, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, sound imagined by Matt DeSantis.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What a crazy week. And the experts are warning us that this will be the worst week of all coming up. Stay safe, keep the distance, and we will weather this together. Fortunately, the weather this week is not too bad. And this time of year with spring storms, it can get really dangerous and threatening. At this point, nothing's coming up. High pressure sits over the Intermountain West, holding that California storm in place. Too much rain for many locations with more mountain snow. Meanwhile, on the other side of that high, upper-level moisture is being drawn into the country while a quick-moving short wave comes out of Canada. The result is an expanding area of showers on Tuesday across the lakes and down the Appalachians with some thunder, but nothing severe expected. New Clipper system follows that on Wednesday. And we finally see the California storm starting to move east, drawing deeper moisture from the Gulf into Texas. Well, that may be the ingredients for some severe weather, and that would be on Thursday. But it all flattens out by Friday from Texas all the way across Dixie. And next Sunday, that's Easter Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, Robin, oh, Robin.
Most people don't question where robins go in the winter, but in Asbestos Falls, everyone knows, and when they come out for the spring, it's a big deal. That's coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. 110,000 pound oscillator digging deep in the island. And they find something special. Later tonight on the Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
All right, plus you and I are going to hear the latest from the drive-through brew. What industry owes more to this situation than the drive-through brew? Judy in Dallas, do you have a terrible joke for us?
Yes, I do. Sound a little better.
That's
can
perfect.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Judy. We can always hear you. Always an honor to hear from you.
Well, I know I had a bad time, so, but, you know, lately we've been so consumed with the coronavirus that we have forgotten or, you know, kind of ignored the fact that next week is Easter. So I have an Easter joke for you. What do you get when you pour hot water into a rabbit hole?
What do you get when you pour hot water into a rabbit hole?
Right, you hot cross bunnies.
You get what?
Hot cross bunnies.
Everybody's very excited about our brand new feature, which is the special Surprise Sandwich of the Week. Joe, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
How we doing?
Joe is on Long Island,
yes.
And he's an expert on sandwiches. And tonight...
That's what they tell me.
We celebrate a brand new feature on Sterling on Sunday, which is the Surprise Sandwich of the Week. Joe, please share with us the Surprise Sandwich of the Week.
All right, what we got is a breakfast sausage, scallion cream cheese on an everything bagel. That's right. It's a whole new mind explosion. It's never been done before. They're going to be talking about two things in life. It's the invention of the submarine, and it's the sandwich.
Now, share with us again those ingredients, Joe, because they were mind-boggling.
All right, we got scallion cream cheese. Now, you can get it at your local grocery store, or you can get it from the bagel shop that's around you.
Right, so you got scallion cream cheese. Go ahead.
All right, we got scallion cream cheese, and then we got some breakfast sauces. Now, that could be from your local deli if you would like to go there. Or you can just fry up some Jimmy Dean's from a supermarket because it's just as good, especially the maple Jimmy Dean's. It tastes so good with the scallion cream cheese, and the everything bagel just makes it pop.
That's an amazing combination of ingredients. What brought you to this combination of ingredients? Was there a particular inspiration, or did you think that women would be attracted to you?
Well, the women are always attracted to me because I know my meats. But the other thing was also I just got sick of a bacon, egg, and cheese, and I thought, why not have a bagel and a breakfast sandwich at the same time?
Combine two of the most powerful food groups into one sandwich.
Absolutely.
Now, let's go back to the scallion cream cheese. Don't you find that your coworkers or your girlfriend or your current wife, don't you find them offended by the smell of scallions, or is it that strong aroma of a real man?
That's a strong aroma of a real man, because like if you can't deal with some kind of scented cream cheese, then what can you really deal with? Because a man is strong scented. So why deal with just the simpletons in life when you can deal with the strong aromas?
And yet my current wife, she's offended by deodorant smell. She's offended by shaving cream. You're telling me this won't, that if my wife was a real woman and I was a real man, it would not be an issue with scallion cream cheese?
Would not be an issue, no. If anything, you'd be having better weekends and better anniversaries.
Joe, who has a surprise special sandwich of the week for us, we'll be back next week with another surprise special sandwich for us. Joe has an Instagram account. What's the name of your Instagram account?
Super Sandwich Bros. SAMMICH. We are located in Belmore, New York, Long Island. We are no sandwich is too small, no sandwich is too large, bad or good. We are just two average Joes looking for the best of the best in this ham on white world that we roll through.
That is a powerful slogan. You better give us the Instagram address one more time.
Super Sandwich Bros. All together.
Joe, thank you for being our brand new contributor on Sterling on Sunday. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. And before CBDistillery.com became an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday, I bought their products. Why? Because my feet hurt like hell. I have an accessory navicular. Do you know what that is? That's an extra bone in each foot. You're not supposed to have an extra bone in each foot. In fact, my orthopedic doctor, Dr. Bones, no, really, his name is Dr. Bones, he said, you have a monkey bone. Well, guess what? That monkey bone hurts. And therefore, I needed something to relieve the pain. I looked on the internet and I found out about CBD products. CBD products are extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. And they're incredible because once I put them on my monkey bones, my feet stopped hurting. It didn't stop hurting tomorrow, in an hour, in a week. It stopped hurting right now. I can't promise that's what's going to do for you, but don't you want to find out if it works for you on the joints in your hand, on the feet, on your ankle? Maybe you have a monkey bone. Your lower back, it's incredible. CBD products, they are legal. They do not require a doctor prescription. And for me, they worked. I get my CBD products from CBDistillery.com. 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 This is a company in the business of distilling, extracting, purifying, testing CBD products. They don't make incense and sell it on the street. You don't want to buy your CBD products from a cart in the mall. You want them from a quality company that offers you a variety of forms of the product and many, many dosages. It's an amazing company. In fact, I should get their owner on the air. CBDistillery.com. 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 No prescription, no doctor, totally legal, and put in the promo code Walter for 20% off. 20% off, 20% off. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm James Copeland. It's that important.
110,000 pounds of oscillator digging deep on the island. Or shall we say 110,400 pounds of oscillator, because Billy Gerhard is running it. Digging deep on the island, looking for treasure, looking for the original money pit. As they dig deeper and deeper, they find unusual metal and wood formations. And at the moment you think that finally something important is going to be found. Nothing. The look on the face of the Laginas, Rick Lagina, Marty Lagina, Alex Lagina, the perplexed look on the face of Paul Troutman says all that you need to know. Wood, organized wood, 100 feet underground. Then nothing. Oak Island is filled with mysteries, just like a woman's heart. Episode 20 this year. Just passed, and episode 21 is coming up. We're all hoping that social distancing is now being followed in the Oak Island Research Center. So important. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
WALT, what have you discovered about the people you lived with that you would have never known about if it hadn't been for the fact that you are forced to be quarantined? Now, remember, again, if you live in Missouri, the governor has said that stay at home starts tomorrow. Stay at home starts tomorrow in Missouri. This is the great puzzle to me. It started 3 weeks ago in Ohio, which I believe was the first state to do it. And then it started 2 weeks ago in the state of New York. And then last week it was in parts of California. Missouri coronavirus stay-at-home order starts Monday, the governor said. Missouri's governor announced a statewide stay-at-home order Friday, leaving only a handful of states without one. How does that work? How does that possibly work that the whole country isn't in lockdown? You get on a plane, you get on a train, you get in your car, and you spread it to the next state. It's crazy. But there are two things that I would like to see the President of the United States get up there and say. Number one, he's going to volunteer his hotels, which are empty at the moment. Nobody's going to the hotels, and say, these hotels are available for any hospital system or doctor that needs them. I have beds in my hotel, running water, clean towels, everything you need to run a hospital is in a Trump hotel. Do that. But most importantly, and I can't believe this hasn't happened, he hasn't stood up there and said, every toll booth in America, on every highway in America, will be closed. Those are germ-spreading factories. Germ-spreading factories. That's what those toll booths are. Right, Keith Mortensen? Right, my 18-wheeler friends? Those are germ-spreading factories. They should have been closed day one. That was the easiest thing to do. Nobody would have been mad about that. Nobody would have been mad if every governor had said, you know what? Let's do the easy thing first. Let's shut every toll in America. They're unnecessary. There's no revenue from them that's needed. None. Those roads were paid for 50 years ago.
They do not pay for the repair on the road. If you slam into a guardrail on a highway, a toll road, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get a bill. You are going to get a bill. Those tolls pay for the crooks. Those tolls pay for items like public relations. There are some interstate highways that have budgets of $30 million for public relations. Does the street you live on, do they have a public relations expert for your road? No, this is the crookedest scam in the world. It should have been shut day one. Those toll roads should have been shut day one. It is criminal that they are still open because those are germ machines. Germ machines. Love to talk to an 18-wheeler. I have many questions about the situation right now. But now you're stuck in the house. You're surrounded by people you, quote, love. And now you realize they have habits you didn't know about. And you don't love them. My current, much younger, very beautiful wife, she has a habit. You find out that the people you live with have rules and guidelines that are inherited from their childhood that now they think they should impose upon you. Here's what my wife revealed. We have dirty dishes. Your home also has dirty dishes. There are two places to put dirty dishes. Either in the empty dishwasher, if you have a dishwasher, or in the sink. You put them in the sink. And that way you can soak them. They can get ready to go in the dishwasher. And they're not at eye level. They are sunk. They are below the tree line of the kitchen. The kitchen can look immaculate with a sink full of dishes. My current, much younger, very beautiful wife, never suffering wife, says she wants the dirty dishes stacked on the counter next to the sink. She wants the dirty dishes stacked on the counter next to the sink. Yes, I repeat things. That's because I don't expect people to pay any attention, and I have to make a point. This is insanity. Therefore, in a home of five people with three children who are all irresponsible, the dishes sit next to the sink and start to eat up, start to devour the empty counter space quickly, very quickly. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are we? And it's hideous. It overwhelms the view of the kitchen. It overwhelms the eye line of the kitchen. Now you'll go into the kitchen and what do you see? A stack of filthy dishes. Meanwhile, if they were put in the sink the way I would do it, and I'm right, nobody would be the wiser. That's one of the things I discovered about my current wife when stuck in the house with her for 1,000 hours a week. What have you discovered about the people you live with? Maybe you have a domestic partner. Maybe you're gay and you have a gay domestic partner. I don't care. Whatever it is, after a couple days in the house, they all turn into the same person, don't they? They all turn into the person that you did not fall in love with. The other side, it's like flipping the pancake that's been on the burner a little too long. The other side is now revealed and it's not as appealing. Now you want to put it back on the plate so that only the appealing side is visible. But that's not possible once it's been exposed, once their darkness has been exposed. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I am live on a Sunday night and look forward to talking to you about the things that you have discovered now that you're stuck in the house with them for hours and months and weeks at a time. Wait, Missouri, you just wait. When your stay-at-home order goes into effect tomorrow and you're stuck with them, when you're stuck with, you might even find out that they have wacky religious projects practices you didn't even know about. You have no idea what you're about to discover. It's terrifying what you're going to discover. You're going to find that they wear strange clothes, that they eat foods you didn't. Why are you eating that? I didn't know you ate that. Yes, everything that they have hidden from you for months or decades will be revealed. Everything. You have no idea how terrifying this is going to be. What have you discovered with the people you live with? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We're live on a Sunday night. It's terrifying. Now, I must talk to you about this. Through the coronavirus pandemic, I will make a brand new podcast for you every day. I put a brand new one up today. It's called The Murder. Because, you know, crime does really well on podcasts. It's called The Murder. It's on Apple iTunes, but the name of my podcast series is Midnight Misfits, misspelled because we're misfits, M-I-D-N-I-T-E, Midnight Misfits, Midnight Misfits. Go to Apple iTunes or radio.com and download it. Download it. I don't get any credit for it if you don't download it. And I'm not the New York Times. I can't promote it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week like the boring New York Times. I get one shot a week. That's all I get. One shot a week. Take advantage of it. Every day this week, I will give you a brand new podcast. These will be stunning, amazing stories. These will be the best stories that I've got. I've got about 15 of them. But you'll love them, I promise. And they won't be too long. They won't be like an hour and a half. And they won't have dreary reports from Malaysia. They will be vaguely entertaining. They'll be good stories. And it would mean a lot to me, actually, since I'm going to take the time to do them and want to do them well. It'd be great if you took the time to download them from Apple iTunes. It's called Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits. A new one every day. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Heavier coastal showers on the Atlantic side of Florida tonight. Some embedded thunder, but that's about it, except for the Sierra Nevada. Huge Pacific storm has gotten hung up just off the California coast, pumping deep moisture inland, which is rain in the Central Valley, and feet of snow for the Sierra Nevada all the way around Los Angeles. And this is good, building up the snowbank, but really bad for traveling across the area tonight, and it will stay that way. So what's your weather tomorrow? Many of us staying at home looking for fun weather to get the kids out to play in the backyard, burn off a little steam. There will be growing concerns for California tomorrow with that stuck storm, heavier rains north around the bay and all the way south to San Diego. Otherwise, Texas coastal showers and storms, again the storms for eastern Florida, and some showers upper Midwest passing across the western Great Lakes. Nothing real cold either except for higher elevations. Very much more spring-like. Stay safe. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Now, we go inside the most important business of our time, the drive-thru brew. Never get out of your car. What matters most goes in your trunk. We visit the manager and his assistant, Jake, at the Roadside Beverage Palace.
Ever since this whole virus thing, we have not been able to leave the drive-through brew. Stay in place seems such a whacked slogan.
Now, Jake, when the women drive through your portal, remember they must sanitize before being inappropriate.
But I thought we agreed they just shouldn't be inappropriate with me at all. These are Me Too times.
Not anymore. These are viral times. Me Too has left the room.
So what can I say if a woman is inappropriate with me?
Do you want fries with that?
A vital service of Sterling on Sunday. Life at the drive-thru brew. Next time...
Whoa, slow down! That truck was way too close.
Life at the drive-thru brew.
All right, Rob Frankel, Mary Shaw, C.J. Neal, Tom Lohler, Casey Bartholomew, Janine Mumphrey,
John Bench, These Are the Midnight Misfits, Liz Tomlinson, Tom Bartel, Sue Ann Hungerford, These Are the Midnight Misfits. You and I do not belong. That's why we're listening to the radio at 9 minutes past midnight or 9 minutes past nine, depending on where you live. Normal people do not listen to the radio on Sunday night. It's just us. The day people now have a very serious problem. And their problem is that they are thrown into our lifestyle. This is the best lifestyle ever imaginable. We are forced to stay home and watch TV. We have dreamed of this moment all our lives. Many of us have lived like this all of our lives, perfectly happy. We see little busy bees go out in daylight and say stupid things like, you know, it's good to get up early. You want to get up early. It's great to get up early. Idiots, a-holes, say, it's good to get up early. No, it's not. There's nothing virtuous about getting up early unless you work on a farm. And then in modern farming, remember that public affairs show on Sunday mornings? In modern farming, it really isn't necessary. It's not even necessary in farming, is it? Because these are automated. Most of these farms are automated. You don't have to get up early. Don in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Don.
Walter, good evening. Pleasure to talk with you tonight.
Pleasure to talk to you, Don.
Yeah, you said you wanted a trucker to call in, and I've been a trucker most of my adult life. And figured I'd call you and let you know what's going on out here.
Give me a full report. Where are you driving right now?
I am on Route 15 south of Harrisburg, almost to Gettysburg.
And what kind of rig are you driving?
I'm driving a extended hood Freightliner pulling a potato trailer. I haul potatoes.
So you're a real trucker. You're not one of those silly little FedEx things. You're a real trucker.
Oh, no. I'm 85 feet long, weigh 80,000 pounds.
Wow. Now, tell me, has any state shut their tolls?
No, I wish they... Well, Pennsylvania has. You can. They have the drive-through Easy Pass, and then if you don't have the Easy Pass, then they take a picture of your plate and send it to you that way.
But no other state has done this.
Now, you still got to get your germs all over them and all over you. Terrible.
That would be the first thing I'd shut. That's the easiest way to stop germs that's totally controllable. Shut the tolls.
I use a credit card just because I can sanitize it. So I hand it to them. They swipe it, hand me my ticket. I put my ticket in a bag, and I have spray. I spray it down and wipe it off, and I spray it again and let it lay there and dry.
All right, now give us an update on... Give us an update on your bathroom situation, your dining situation, your gasoline refill situation. Give us an update.
All right. The fuel, almost all the fuel spots are open. I've not seen any that were closed. So that's all good. The eating is getting better just because the bulk of the places restaurants were not set up for takeout only. So that took a little curve to get them up to speed and being able to go. So now we just usually go in, place our order, freshen up, come back, our to-go box is ready to go. We go eat in a truck and we're fine. That's all getting better. They really worked hard on that. Now the showering, that's a whole other issue. Michigan has shut most of the showers off. Ohio has shut most of the showers off. Most of the places in Pennsylvania that had coffee or cold beverages, you can no longer get. Some stores just did away with it totally. Some you have to just take a little cup. You can't fill a thermos. But the showering thing is really a big deal because you're out here for 8, 10, 12, 14 days. You need to get a shower eventually.
And what else do we need to know? What else do we need to know about long-distance driving right now? If you had trouble, if you had a mechanical breakdown, is it harder and longer to get service?
Well, and I am from Pennsylvania. I live in Pennsylvania, but I travel all over. And they're shutting down some repair shops, tow truck services. Our Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania deems them unessential. But our beer distributors, and you can buy wine online, that is essential. But me getting my truck repaired alongside the road with a load of produce on for hungry Americans is not a big deal to him. So I guess his priorities are not in line with the rest of the world.
What I don't understand, in every state in America, the dry cleaners are open. Somehow or another, dry cleaning seems to be essential, but mechanic shops, not essential. Most food shops, not essential. The big supermarkets are essential, but there's no pattern to it. There's no rules to it. Like I say, think what you will about the President of the United States. The first thing he should have said is, I am imploring every governor to shut those tolls. That would have been the easy, simple, magnanimous thing to do.
Absolutely. The tolls, every state, I believe, has some sort of easy pass where they can snap a picture of your plate and bill you. So they're not going to lose money if they do. I mean, we're already giving $1 million to the sergeant at arms at the Senate. So I think they could let us slide by with, a couple bucks for a car and, $300 for a truck here and there. It's really, if you really stop and think about it, it is about the dirtiest thing that I do during my driving day, is exchange my credit card or cash if I have to buy something at a truck stop. So if you can eliminate those two things, which I do by credit card, then you're actually increasing your social distancing, because I can clean the card, give it to the person, they give it to me back, I clean it, and we've not exchanged any germs. That's the way to do it. Or with the toll roads, take a picture, go on through.
I am very grateful that you listened to my show, and I'm extra grateful that you called in tonight. Thank you. I hope you have a good time when you listen to Sterling on Sunday. Thank you, Don. Don was stunned into silence when I said, do you enjoy the show? I pushed my luck there. It was pushed my luck. All right, coming up in just seconds, part two of Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. This is Sterling on Sunday. You and I work the late shift, and that means that we have a special relationship with our family. Making sure our family is safe at 2 in the morning is a little more of a challenge than those people who are sleeping with their kids right now. You and I are not sleeping with our kids right now. What we're doing is we are working to make sure our kids have the best life possible. That means that we have to take extra measures and precautions to make sure our kids are safe on the second and third shift. Yeah, we have great locks on our doors, and we know the neighbors know our kids are there, but it would be wonderful if we could actually see the front door, back door, the scary window to the basement. It would be terrific if we could see all of those exits and entrances to our homes. Well, finally, there's a solution. It's called Blink, B-L-I-N-K, Blink Home Security. Here's how it works. It's an app. You put it on your phone, Android, iPhone, whatever kind of phone you got. It's an app. And then automatically, over the internet, the cameras that come with the system connect to the app. These are motion-activated cameras. Something goes by them, boom, you see it on an app on your iPhone, your Android phone. It's incredible. Now, instead of your kid calling you at 1 in the morning, saying that they hear a scary noise, and you're like, I'm at work, kid, I don't know what to do. Instead of that, you know exactly what to do. You look at an app on your phone, and you can see exactly what the kid is hearing. B-L-I-N-K Protect. Blink Protect, because that's what it does. BlinkProtect.com is where you get all the information. This must cost a fortune. Nope, $79.99 is what the systems start at. $79.99. You don't hook up into a central office, no wires, no funny foil on your windows. BlinkProtect.com. You enter the promo code Walter, and you get 20% off. Keep your family safe on the late shift.
Sterling on Sunday.
It's not a social issue. It's a medical issue. Every guy, sometimes has trouble getting an erection. And a solution is the generic little blue pill. Why did I say generic? Because now it's reasonably priced. It used to cost hundreds of dollars, no more. Now you and I can get the little blue pill for the right price at forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember that forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Try Hims today, starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. Keep your hands in the car.
All right, everybody's very excited about the fact that finally you and I have the world we want. The people who are getting very stressed about having to stay home all day are the day people, the people who wake up and are very excited to face the sunset, the sunrise. Stupid. The sunrise. They're very excited about going to work and fitting in and getting to work on time. I have never been one of these people, and neither have you. We are the people who make things change. If you're listening to the radio right now, you're one of the people who makes things change, because we're not asleep. We have stuff to do. Our engines are going. The way I listen, the way I was in meetings, the way I've always been in meetings is different than the way most people, but maybe this is the way you were in meetings. When I'm in a meeting and there are 12 or 13 or 14 people sharing their thoughts and ideas, I don't share my thoughts and ideas. I listen for one or two key phrases, and I've always done this all my life. I was on a conference call this week. Now, I have to tell you, before I was a talk show host, I was a high-powered, much sought-after executive and advice giver and soothsayer. Why they listened to me, I will never know. I will never know. But they did. And I'm proud to say I earned a good living. I'm not going to be shy about that. I earned a good living. And I did it for a very long time. And then one day I said, you know, I've worn the wingtips long enough. Let me hang up my wingtips. I'm done. Let's do what Chris Oliveiro said to do, be a talk show host. Yes, it was the head of programming for CBS Radio who said, you should be a talk show host. Actually, he said it like this. Yeah, you should be a talk show host. That's how he said it. Well, and he was right. I've never had a better time. I love getting to talk to you. But I used to have this other life, and I remember this other life, and therefore I know how decisions are made in the other life. I know how the people with the suits make decisions. And I was done. Well, but I listened differently. I'd sit in meetings. I think this is one of the reasons I was good at it. I'd sit in meetings, and I'd hear the drone. Not the kind that goes overhead. I'd hear memo. All right. But every now and then in the conference call or the meeting, I would hear dot, 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 dot. And when, whoa, 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 whoa. I'd hear something very specific. I'd hear somebody say something that caught my ear and indicated either that the thought process was over, the brainstorming was over, even though we had a half hour to go, or that we had come to the conclusion that we needed to get to, and the meeting would still go on for a half hour, or the person in charge had actually decreed what we should do. And for some reason, I could hear those things before anybody else. And I think that's what makes you a leader, or a game changer, or whatever it is. It's somebody who says, all right, that's enough, let's take action. And I was always that person. All right, that's enough, let's take action. You might be that person. You might be able to sit with a group of people and know exactly when the meeting's over, even though the clock says it has a half hour to go or 45 minutes to go. Because that's really not how long the meeting is. The meeting goes until we're done. We've either found the piece of information, or we've found the question we need to get. whatever it is we need to do, there's a point at which we're done. So, I've always been able to hear that moment. And then I would announce it. I was on a conference call last week where I stopped and I said, this is the deal. We're done. You've all made your points. Great, terrific. And I wanted to say to them, stop selling. The biggest mistake a salesman can make, to see if it doesn't make sense to you, the biggest mistake a salesman can make is they make a PowerPoint. It's 20 slides long. They go into the meeting. They start to present. They put up the first slide, the second slide, and somebody in authority in the room says, hey, that's great. And they're done. And the smartest thing the salesman at that point could do can say, we're done. Shake hands and leave because you're done. Too many salespeople make the same damn mistake of saying, well, I want you to see more of my PowerPoint. Meanwhile, the decision maker in the room has been done from slide two. Having the courage, and it takes courage, to say, thank you very much. We appreciate it. What's our next step? Do you want a deposit or a contract? What's our next step? That takes courage because you've got 20 slides to go. If you have 20 slides to go and you have to show them, then you're in the wrong business. You're not selling your product. You're selling your PowerPoint graphics. If you think your PowerPoint graphics are important or impress anybody, you're wrong. Now, what have we seen? We saw the governor of New York this week demonstrate his PowerPoint skills. Oh my gosh, 3,000 page PowerPoints. It was a stunning display, wasn't it? It was amazing what that man was going to show. He showed a PowerPoint every morning for an hour, and that was great and wonderful, and he was informative. It looked like a political show to me. Meanwhile, the president of the United States does the same thing, and he's accused of playing politics for 45 minutes of his show. I'm like, what? How is that? But my point is, you don't need to show your whole PowerPoint. The key to success is knowing when to not show the PowerPoint, which is usually most of the time. Now, this is amazing to me. Scientists reveal that the planet's seismic noise reduced after world goes on lockdown. Earthquake scientists reveal that our planet, that our noise has reduced since half the world was put on lockdown to tackle coronavirus. Scientists have seen a reduction in vibrations around the Earth since late March. More than 2 billion people are thought to be in lockdown around the globe. Fewer trains, planes, and heavy vehicles have contributed to the changes seen. Now get this. Listen, this is a remarkable thing. People always talk about air pollution and, the rising temperatures and the rising sea levels. We never talk about Noise pollution. Staying at home has not only reduced the risk of spreading coronavirus, it has also calmed the earth with a reduction in seismic noise. Around one-third of the world's population, or more than 2 billion people, are currently in lockdown, staying at home or observing social distancing measures, meaning that usual human activity has been reduced and there are far less vibrations shaking the earth. That's amazing. There are far less vibrations shaking the earth. Can you imagine how many people have had to shut down in order for the earth to cease its vibrations, to lower its vibrations? Noise pollution is a real thing, and it's been cut down. The earth is quieter. What a pause, what a gift we have given to Mother Nature to shut up. We've shut up. It's a great thing. And I'm telling you, when this is done, we're not going to go back to work. People are not going to want to go back to work. We're going to say, hey, we've cut down on pollution. We've cut down on noise. My kids are home. I know what they're doing. This is a better life. That's what we're going to do. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
My baloney has a first name.
It's Sterling on Sunday, full of baloney.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What a crazy week. And the experts are warning us that this will be the worst week of all coming up. Stay safe, keep the distance, and we will weather this together. Fortunately, the weather this week is not too bad. And this time of year with spring storms, it can get really dangerous and threatening. At this point, nothing's coming up. High pressure sits over the Intermountain West, holding that California storm in place. Too much rain for many locations with more mountain snow. Meanwhile, on the other side of that high, upper-level moisture is being drawn into the country while a quick-moving short wave comes out of Canada. The result is an expanding area of showers on Tuesday across the lakes and down the Appalachians with some thunder, but nothing severe expected. New Clipper system follows that on Wednesday. And we finally see the California storm starting to move east, drawing deeper moisture from the Gulf into Texas. Well, that may be the ingredients for some severe weather, and that would be on Thursday. But it all flattens out by Friday from Texas all the way across Dixie. And next Sunday, that's Easter Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling, on great radio stations like KXNT. Great radio stations like KXNT. Dan Carney's radio station. I love being on KXNT in Las Vegas. The casinos are shut down. Do you know that? The casinos are shut down. What an amazing time for you and me. All right, this is Sterling on Sunday.
For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney reporting. Here are your evening headlines. It's a sure sign of spring. Today marks the annual robin release here in Asbestos Falls. As you know, each fall, all robins are rounded up and stored in the abandoned aqueduct underneath Asbestos Falls, which is not to be confused with the recently discovered subterranean city. Today, as every year, the large metal blast doors were cranked open and hundreds of starving, feral robins swarmed the gathered crowd. Onlookers tossed handfuls of worms in the air as the Asbestos High Junior Varsity Cheer Squad performed a better-than-average routine. All in all, a rousing success to welcome spring. Our coverage continues on a story that started several weeks ago, the unexplainable breakfast food crisis. Demand for breakfast staples such as prune juice and spray paint has hit an all-time high. Pipworth Grocery issued a press release written on a cottage cheese lid pinned to their community bulletin board asking for people to consider other breakfast alternatives such as cereal. This does not seem to have helped the situation because the dry goods aisle remains untouched. Local bottling company Asbestos Soda Services has started production of a new kind of carbonated prune juice to keep up with demand.
Your community calendar.
In your community calendar news, the Carbide Drive-In will start its season next weekend. Opening night films include Plan 9 from Outer Space and Night of the Living Mattresses. And this is carload weekend, so one ticket per carload, as many people as you can possibly fit in there. And also, the gates open at 7 o'clock. Finally, area soybean growers can look forward to their annual Bean Counters breakfast Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. at the Neon Percolator Cafe, which unfortunately is out of prune juice. Those are your evening headlines. For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney. Asbestos Falls is produced by James Copeland in a 1975 Winnebago Indian motorhome. Questions, comments, or community calendar items can be sent to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
You know, I have to teach that boy modern production techniques. When he's done speaking, he should stop the music. You should just cut it there, and then you can be tight and bright. But there's no reason to be tight and bright at this hour, is there? I'm Walter Sterling, and we have the best time on Sunday nights. I love getting to talk to you on Sunday nights. Only 26% of people asked claim they would report someone to the police for doing this. Would you report someone to the police for doing this? Breaking the lockdown rules, slashing the neighbor's tires, or playing loud music at night? The answer is 26% of people say they would report someone to the police if they broke the lockdown rules. 26% of people said that they would report somebody to the police for breaking lockdown rules. Would you? Would you report someone to the police for breaking lockdown rules? It's a matter of life and death. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Would I report someone for slashing neighbor tires? Yes. Would I report someone for playing loud music at night if it went on for a very long time? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Because the lockdown rules are rules, suggestions. They are not law. Therefore, calling the police is a very vague and sketchy area. That's my opinion. That's what I think. And I'm right. Do you know how you know I'm right? I do a talk show. That's how you know I'm right. It's a simple math. But now that you've been stuck in the house with your significant others, the kids, the babysitter, the in-laws, whoever you got stuck in the house with, now you have discovered all of their bizarro habits, haven't you? You've discovered all of their strange habits. And in my case, I have discovered that my wife, much younger, never suffering, very beautiful, has a very strange habit, which is that she insists that we put the dirty dishes on the counter next to the sink. And when I was brought up the right way, we were taught to put your dirty dishes in the sink. Don't leave them on the counter. Put them in the sink. That's what I was taught. Put the dirty dishes in the sink. And meanwhile, my wife thinks this is a criminal act to put the dirty dishes in the sink. She wants them next to the sink on the counter. The result is the kitchen looks like a mess with dishes piled up high on the counter. I don't know what the hell point that is. I think part of it is that the house she was raised in, the counter configuration's very different. And it's possible to isolate the pile of dirty dishes in such a way that it really isn't an issue. Plus, the counters in the house she grew up in were black. The ones in our house are white. The contrast is greater. But these are the things we start to discover when we're stuck in the house with somebody. These are the things we discover when we're stuck in the house with somebody. What have you discovered now that you're stuck in the house? My number is 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling. A couple months ago, the pain in my thumbs and my feet, it was just too much. And I went online to look for relief. I had heard about CBD products. So what are CBD products? These are products made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. The material is extracted, turned into salves, creams, oils, and then you put it on your body wherever the pain is. These are legal. You do not need a prescription or a doctor. The police are not going to come to your home if you use CBD products. CBD products are best bought from a credible, real company, not from some guy on the street who's selling incense and has strange hats. No, no, CBD products are bought best from CBDistillery.com. That's where I got mine. I put it on my thumbs, and the pain went away instantly. I can't promise that for you, but that is, in fact, what happened to me. I'll sign an affidavit. CBDistillery.com. You put the CBD products on your pain, and the pain goes away. That was my experience. See what it does for you. Find out for you. CBDistillery.com. Unlike many other sources of CBD products, this is products extracted from the hemp plant. Unlike other sources, CB Distillery sells it in a variety of dosages and every form you could imagine. Oil, pills, salves, creams, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. The goal is to take away your pain. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter. Put in the promo code Walter, and you will get 20% off. 20% off. They will send the products beautifully packaged to your home. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Walter.
Live this weekend where the action is.
Sterling on Sunday, home of the WMCA Good Guys.
Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the secret message. In order to decode the message, you need a Midnight Misfit decoder card. Where do you get that? At WalterMSterling.com. WalterMSterling.com. Click the Midnight Misfit tab. There's the secret decoder card. Here's your secret message. Are you ready? I'm going to give it twice. LKYZO 4% sign and the number 1. I'll give it once more. LKYZO, that was some production, 4%, wait, where is that? And the number 1. If you want to decode that, go to Walter M. Sterling, click Midnight Misfits, and you will find your decoder card. It's a powerful radio show, isn't it? I mean, you don't get this on other radio shows. Most Sundays, you barely get it here. I want to say hello to my Midnight Misfits. There's Jordan, Al Schumann, Rob Frankel, Mary Shaw, C.J. Neal, Tom Lohler, Casey Bartholomew, Frankie Reds, Robert Gaw, Ann Knupp. Ann, when are you going to send me some of that food? Ann's one of these people who always posts things on Facebook, and it looks delicious, but she never sends it to us, ever. When you call in tonight, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice. Whatever she said. What do we got here? Billy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Billy.
Welcome.
I just want to say, it's nice up here. It's a little quieter. I guess you get some quiet time. And basically, one thing that I've always kind of had a pet peeve with the guys at work, not washing their hands after doing their business in the tidy room there. And it seems like, if nothing else, something good came from it because of maybe more cleanliness, a little more awareness. And also, I work in a service job, and I'm around a lot of people. Are you still there, Walt?
Yes, sir, Billy.
I work in a service industry where I'm around a lot of people, and back in December, we caught this virus, about 4 or 5 guys in the crew. And no one knew what it was. A couple of them went to the doctor. 2 different doctors said, well, you have some kind of flu, but we don't know what it is. So I can tell you firsthand that it's terribly nasty, last 6 to 8 weeks. And you got to keep moving and talking. Because the day I took 3 days off and a weekend laid down, I actually start to feel the flu. That's the year I'm going.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, you've upset the monkey. And we just can't have you upsetting the monkey.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
Now, here's a shocking story. American Airlines has fallen in with all the other airlines, and now it's like Spirit. Now it's like Frontier. American Airlines planes at Miami International Airport is flying in the face of coronavirus safety precautions and its passengers' well-being, according to a trio of whistleblower flight attendants. Despite there only being 11 people on a flight on Tuesday, the company allegedly refused to allow them to adhere to social distancing, the social distancing measures that they actually set out to enforce. The reasoning behind it was, well, they bought basic economy fares, so we can't put them further up in the cabin because it would be an upgrade. Now, let me tell you. Listen to me carefully. United, American, Delta, this is the chance you get to be heroes. I know what those planes look like. There are 6 people on those flights, 10 people on those 727s, 37s. That's all there are. To not move them up, to not put them in first class automatically, to not make them feel good about the fact that they have flown against all odds, against the advice of everybody, they must be flying for a very important reason, maybe to see a dying or dead relative, maybe to take care of a kid or take the kid home. Whatever it is, You take those passengers on those empty flights and you put them in first class and you put them in business class because it costs you nothing. Nothing! You're scum of the earth! People who run those airlines are scum of the earth! They don't deserve 1 cent of business after this is over. This is a time of service. And you don't do service because it makes you feel good. You don't do service because it helps get you what you want. You do service because it needs to be done. And anybody flying today needs the help and support of all the flight attendants and all of the captains. Additionally, the last row of every flight is usually blocked for airport control, and those seats are never assigned unless the flight is completely full. But some airlines have kept people in their last row seats because they didn't pay for an upgrade, and they were assigned to those seats, and they kept them there. How could you do that? It's dangerous enough for somebody to go into an airport, and then to shove them all together on a flight is terrifying. It's unbelievable to me that that could happen. Unbelievable. But this is nothing surprising. I'm old enough to have flown when that was a thrill, when it was exciting to fly. I'm going to tell you two things about how it used to be to fly. You won't believe it. Nobody believes it when I tell them. It used to be that when you'd get on a plane and you had luggage, the flight attendant would say, stand here at the gateway, at the jetway. And they would take your luggage from you. Can you believe that? They would take your luggage from you and put it on the plane for you. No, really. They put it on the plane for you. And then you could sit down. But they didn't want you to put your bags in the overhead. They were afraid it was going to fall on somebody. Now they could care less. They could care less. They're happy to fall on you. Then it gets better. Then when you sat down, they said, what do you want to drink? I mean, what do you want? This was in coach. They'd give you soda in coach. Then they'd give you the hard liquor later. But in coach, on a flight of more than 2 hours, you'd get soda the minute you sat down and a hot towel. I'm exhausted thinking about how it used to be versus how it is now, but I am not at all surprised that in these times, airlines are still saying you have to stay with your class. Stay with your class. They should be doing everything to impress airline passengers right now. Let's you and I stay in touch. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. But most importantly, I want you to go to iTunes and download my podcast, which is Midnight Misfits. And I will be putting brand new podcasts up all week. Every day, I will be putting brand new podcasts up. Every day this week. Midnight Misfits. Yes, 7 days a week. I'll be putting them up until the pandemic is over. You get tons of Walter Sterling every single day. Now, isn't that what you fantasized about in high school? To get Walter Sterling every single day? That is what you wanted. I know it is. The name of the podcast is Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits. And please, before I go, please take a snap, a Sterling snap. Whatever you're looking at right now, take out that overpriced iPhone, that iPhone 10 you wasted money on, and take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. And then I get to see what you're looking at. You go to my Facebook page, you see what I'm looking at. Walter M. Sterling is a Facebook page. Upload the photo to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And send me a photo. I'd love to see what you're looking at. That way we're all like a community, man. We're all like one. We're all like together, man. Download the podcast. Upload the photo. It's a community, man. It's a digital community. All right, I'm very sorry about my friend Neil Lasher, who passed away today. Neil was a great man. He was 73 years old. He was a leader in the record industry. He was a leader in the radio industry. But more importantly, he was my friend. And I never saw anybody wear a scarf like Neil Lasher. He would wear these scarves in July. They were silk. They cost more than my suits. And he was dashing and stunning in these scarves. I have no idea how he pulled it off. But he always looked, you know, in charge. All right, the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.